mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And again, Michael Corbin here, sitting in for Alex, who's in New York, covering the Republican National Convention. Our number is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And Paul Joseph Watson is with me. And Paul, welcome back. And we've got a lot of people online here. We're going to take some more calls. We've got Bob calling in from Michigan. Good afternoon, Bob. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello there, Mike. Mike, if you don't mind, I'd like to comment about what's going on in New York there. I hope Alex is safe. I was listening to Paul Harvey today, and he said a policeman there is still in serious condition in the hospital, you know. But my comment is what right have these slobs, what right have they got to disrupt the convention in a violent manner like that? Nobody's putting a gun to their head and telling them they have to vote for Bush. The thing is, these type of people, they just make me sick to my stomach. They're all for free speech and everything else as long as you agree with them. Mm-hmm. But if you disagree with them, they want to knock your head in.
Well, sure.
I just wanted to say this, and I'll give this phone to somebody else their turn. If I was the governor of that state, and I mean every word of this, I would order the National Guard. They'd probably have to call them up anyway from what I've been seeing and hearing on the news.
Mm-hmm.
I would call them up and tell them, the first guy you see acting violently with a Molotov cocktail like they burnt something the other day and all, or assaulting a police officer, shoot them right down on the spot and shoot to kill. That's what I think of these rotten, no good people. They're the terrorists.
Yeah,
what you say?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. The provocateurs are the terrorists, and they're the people that are down there stirring up a lot of people who have well-meaning intentions. The provocateurs are the ones that are firing the Molotov cocktails, and I think they should deal very harshly with them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, here's the point, Michael, if we can jump in. I mean, as
yeah.
Nicole mentioned, we've had several reports of black bloc anarchists, and again, that's nothing to do with race, it's because they all wear black. Several reports of them physically attacking both delegates and police, one of which, as I mentioned, was a detective in Madison Square Garden who was kicked off his bike and repeatedly kicked in the head. So, I mean, why are they doing this when it doesn't even aid their cause? It only harms the image of the peaceful protesters. Because as we discussed at length yesterday, there is an element within these groups which is solely controlled from above. And now, that's not to say there aren't a few idiots who would do this kind of thing of their own accord, but even if you talk to hardcore anarchists, they'll tell you that they only advocate violence against what they call inanimate objects, like smashing a Starbucks coffee window. So attacking people physically goes against what they stand for.
Right.
So again, the caller says that they should be shot on the spot. That's exactly the kind of reaction they're trying to provoke, because these individuals
are not acting
of their own cause. They're controlled opposition, the provocateurs. We've seen this several times in the past, both in Seattle and Genoa in 2001. So, I mean, that's the exact kind of reaction they want from you. So
I understand that.
Propaganda.
Yeah, here's the thing. I think that they should be dealt with harshly, meaning that they should round them up, they should put them in jail, and they should have a public trial where they are exposed for who they are and let people see. But, Paul, I agree with you, because the thing is that one of the things that they must do in order to bring about martial law in this country is they have to get social breakdowns to the point to where they are justified in the eyes of the observing public. They're justified in bringing out the big guns and putting this kind of stuff down. I think they want that.
Well, yeah. I mean, what concerns me more than these idiot black bloc people is things like the arrest of the Newsday photographer yesterday by the name of Moses Saman, who was photographing the arrest of a protester when he was grabbed from behind, thrown to the floor and handcuffed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was arrested for no reason, and that's a very dangerous precedent to be arresting journalists for documenting what's going on.
We got to take the break. Hold on, we'll come back to that, okay? Paul Joseph Watson, I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex Jones. We'll be right back after the break.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And welcome back to this edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex, who's in New York, covering the Republican National Convention. And Alex is going to be joining us again at the bottom of this hour today to give us an update on what's taking place out there in New York. And there's a lot of things going on out there in New York, as we said. Real quick, again, I'm the host of A Closer Look, which is heard on GCN Monday through Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. Mountain, 7 to 10 Eastern. Just to give you an idea, tonight we're going to be talking with Karen Katowski, who is a retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel who was involved in some of the early controversy about the intelligence data that was used to justify the invasion of Iraq. And she's going to be joining me tonight on my program, and we're also going to be talking with Kyle Hentz. We're going to kind of expand on the Zogby poll. Kyle is also going to talk about the upcoming September the 9th gathering in New York demanding a new investigation of the events surrounding 9/11. So Kyle's going to join me this as well tonight on the program. So let's move on. And Paul Joseph Watson is my guest currently, and he is Alex's webmaster for PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com. He's also the author of Order Out of Chaos. And Paul, do you have anything you wanted to add before we go back to the callers?
Yeah, just about the security state that we were talking about and how, you know, yeah, it justifies the overreaction of the police. There's an interesting story out of the New York Post, which is about a man who walked up to Dick Cheney with a knife and was grabbed at the last moment by Secret Service agents.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this again reminded me of the fact that all the security, all the police state that we see can in no way protect anyone. I mean, it's like the Irish journalist who got a job driving a truck at the Olympics and during the entire
right.
opening ceremony casually walked around planting suspicious packages and wearing a name tag which read Robert Bin Laden. So, I mean, all this security isn't about protection. It's about conditioning. And it's about, you know, getting that exact reaction which the caller had to, you know, bring the National Guard in and shoot them on the spot. And these people are not acting independently. They're doing this kind of thing for a reason. We should be aware of that.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, again, this whole thing that I think people need to realize, again, is that the whole idea is to bring about a police state and martial law. And had the justification to have military troops on the street. And the scary part of it is that when that eventuality does come, they're not going to be American troops that are patrolling the street. They're going to be United Nations and NATO forces on the ground in our country because of treaties that previous presidents have signed, signing away our country's sovereignty.
Well, yeah, they've already got those deals set up where Mexican and Canadian troops would come in.
Yeah.
I mean, going back to the previous caller again, I mean, the kind of overreaction that he wants, that's what they had in Genoa when several people were killed. Police chiefs actually got caught firebombing protesters' hostels where, you know, where they were sleeping to try and provocateur them into retaliation.
Right.
And obviously we also had the sad case of the protester who was run over basically by an armored tank in Genoa, and they backed back over him to make sure he was dead. So, I mean, they want to engineer this kind of civil war status or mentality which justifies the police state.
Yeah. Okay, our number today is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Let's take a call. Andrea in New York. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Corbin, and thanks for taking my call. And I'm really glad to share with your listeners that I actually was able to see Road to Tyranny this weekend, as well as Dave Von Kleist in Plain Sight, which I thought both were really excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And but I wanted to share. I had because one of the if I believe it was perhaps you who made the comment that you think that Attorney General Spitzer may be the only independent, you know, arm's length body to.
Yeah.
Well, frankly, I'll share with you what my experience was. Because I had heard the explosives up through 6 World Trade Center, and my concern was over protecting evidence and things like the steel. And so a couple of weeks later, while I was battling the Patriot Act and I was faxing to the offices of senators and reps,
right.
And I happened to have been in the NBC building in Midtown. Now, this is in Rockefeller Center. It's an entirely different office complex, like 4 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And the administrative assistant in this office, because it was my outplacement firm that I had been using, and she shared with me that morning what an FBI agent said to her. This is on the morning of September 11th of 2001. While,
yeah.
while she was walking into the office building where she worked, which was that office building, the NBC building, the FBI agent said to her, she's to get her things and go home. She's to, there's explosives in the NBC building, there were explosives in the Trade Center, and that she was to go home. And I called Elliot Spitzer's office that evening, hoping desperately to get somebody, and an administrative assistant listened to what I had to say, and then told me to speak to his chief investigator, who unfortunately had been with the FBI for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So what the case is that, you see, these people at the top have all kinds of gatekeepers.
Mm-hmm.
So keep in mind that that's an important factor. And then the second consideration is that Elliot Spitzer, aside from being, you know, having some degree of ambition, you know, the alternative to litigate easy, ongoing Wall Street fraud was the choice that he took. And
mm-hmm.
see, Wall Street is involved definitely on the front and back end with September 11th.
Right.
So,
Andrew, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, the inclination for Elliot Spitzer to take on, you know, something as extraordinary as, you know, calling for the independent investigation, an arm's-length investigation, because even the fire marshals here in New York with our fire department were prohibited. In effect, you know, disallowed from rendering the responsibilities of their jobs, which is to determine cause for failure of the buildings and determine reason for blaze.
Right.
And Vincent Scapetta, the current fire commissioner, admitted to me publicly in an open forum, when I asked him, he said, no, this, you know, no independent fire marshal investigation has been done. And so, you know, there's just so many loose ends, and there's just so many places for all of us to collectively start and to bring pressure to bear.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Personally, I don't know much about Spitzer as far as what his politics are and things like that, but are you saying essentially that you don't think that he would be the right choice to head up a reinvestigation of this?
Let's say that I would be reluctant to offer that he could remain arm's length, partly because I think he runs afoul with future professional and or political ambitions. I think he has concerns about what kind of backing he may continue to enjoy from Wall Street, because if you think about it, and I mean, the fraud that he litigated, and I mean, there's hugely deep crimes on Wall Street. It's ongoing. I worked there. I was a whistleblower. I know what it is to endure.
Mm-hmm.
And the case really comes to is that they just threw him $1.5 billion. The major institution, the major investment banks threw him $1.5 billion for them to quote-unquote settle so that everybody can just walk away from this. Yeah, there were some changes made, but really it was all in form and really no substance.
Andrea, let me ask you this. What would you, you know, being involved in that at the level that you are, what would you say would be the way that something like this should be tackled? Because, again, as you've mentioned, this magnitude of this kind of an investigation that needs to be done is something that, you know, you have to have somebody that would be completely disconnected in some ways from the potential influence that may influence their career or their finances by the forces that they'd be going against trying to get the truth out. How would you say that something like that would be set up?
Well, I don't think that we should ignore an avenue with somebody like Elliot Spitzer. I think it's important to tap whatever establishment avenues we can align with or will align with us.
Huh.
However, I think as a large enough independent force, if you think about it, the fact that the fire marshals were prohibited from doing their job, we in New York who are living victims have the ability perhaps to start a plaintiff class lawsuit against the fire department. Not like I'd really want to do that, however, against the city and the state, because there was really no, they were prohibited from doing their jobs. I mean, there's a negligence there.
Yeah.
And even, you know, people like Silverstein perhaps can be grouped into the class, because all the insurers, no doubt, had all of their, they're called surveyors. There always come a crisis when an insurance company has to pay. They bring their people in to do a review of why they have to pay out
mm-hmm.
from catastrophe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's a natural disaster, you give it a pass, you know, without realizing that, of course, now the government can control the weather with the satellite.
Mm-hmm. But what really concerned me about the insurance angle is that the federal government stepped in. And in some ways, I think, and I don't know this for sure because I'm not that deep into it, but it seemed to me that the federal government may have circumvented the insurance companies from being able to do their proper investigations for each one of the insurance companies that were involved in this. And, again, there may have been something there that should have been looked at.
Oh, absolutely. But, there was something there that should be looked at. I don't think the government stepped in and prevented the insurance companies from doing their investigations. I believe the insurance companies did do their investigations, because if you follow the legislation that happened after September 11th,
uh-huh.
you should see what the insurance companies were able to wrangle from Congress.
Andrea, let me ask you this, if I could. Could I get you to leave your number with my producer?
Yeah, by all means.
I'd like to call you off air, okay?
Yeah, by all means.
All right, we got to move on,
okay.
And I'll have him put you on hold and get it, okay? Thank you.
Michael, if I can just say as well.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously that's a major story, and if the caller could email those details to me or Alex, obviously
okay.
we kind of blew the lid off the World Trade Center 7 story,
yeah.
so we could really give that some fuel both on the air and on the internet, because we've also got one of my colleagues who has an interview with somebody who works, I believe, in the 36th floor of the South Tower,
mm-hmm.
who again says, as we've had previous reports on this, that they closed most of the floors from the 50th floor up in
right.
the days preceding 9/11, which obviously would have given them the opportunity to plant the bombs. So, again, I would encourage any feedback on that story. We can kind of put it out there on the internet and really get some attention to
yeah.
it.
We'll keep you in the loop, okay? We're going to take the break. When we come back, we'll continue. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I'm Michael Corbin. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance, and that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Are you willing to speculate in today's market? Options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, we're recommending the purchase of euro currency call options. The budget and trade deficits are going through the roof. The dollar is dropping worldwide. Could the euro be poised to move higher? We think so. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call Barclay Financial right now. Call 800-348-4100. That's 800-348-4100.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
one 800 259 9231. I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex Jones. Again, I'm host of A Closer Look, heard on the GCN network, 5 to 8 p.m. Mountain, 7 to 10 Eastern. My web address is www.4aclosterlook.com, and you can check out what we do, and I invite you to listen to the program during the evening after you've listened to Alex. Now, real quick, too, before I get back to Paul Joseph Watson, I want to tell you that Alex has got a brand new film out called American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004. His film shows how the election is staged and that there is no real choice between the candidates. As we mentioned before, Alex brings out the interesting components to the dynamics of Bush and Kerry, and that is, one, that they're cousins, and two, their membership in Skull and Bones. And he's documenting how, no matter who wins the election, either be Bush or Kerry, no matter who wins, the New World Order is still on track, and they're winning the war. And this is why it's so important for us to rise up now and speak our voice in our vote and letting our politicians know that we're not going to tolerate any more of this. Now, you can get this video, American Dictators, and as you heard Alex mention, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny is now on DVD. All of his things are available at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or you can call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. Again, that's 1-888-253-3139. Also, as an extra added bonus to all of this, American Dictators is available to subscribers at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can see the video in its entirety if you're a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a subscriber to PrisonPlanet.tv, the non-subscribers can go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and you can watch a 20-minute segment of American Dictators documenting the staged election of 2004. So get over there to the website and check it out, and get some of these videos and books that Alex has available. I find that the Bohemian Grove video is particularly interesting. And again, Alex is going to join us at the bottom of the hour today to give us an update on what's going on in New York. David Gergen, he has a confrontation with David Gergen. He's going to talk about Gergen is involved at Bohemian Grove, and Alex has got a really interesting report about that. So we will continue with Alex when he comes on at the bottom of the hour. Right now, though, Paul Joseph Watson is with me. He is Alex's webmaster at PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com, also author of Order Out of Chaos. And Paul, welcome back. Let's grab one call if we've got time. John in Tennessee. Good afternoon, John. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I watched part of the GOP coronation last night just to hear Mafia Mayor Sir Rudolph Giuliani, Knight of the British Empire.
Mm-hmm.
He already confessed that he and the CIA ran a war game on 911 to hijack planes and crash them into buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with the National Law Enforcement Security Institute lectures to city government.
Uh-huh.
Now, obviously, the GOP picked New York City because the citizens are disarmed of their firearms, reducing the risk of a lynching. But all citizens can make citizens' arrests like the guardian angels do in New York every day. And what surprised me, I was kind of hoping that while I watched the convention, that the 30,000-man, heavily armed army of New York Police Department would storm the convention and arrest Giuliani, Bush, Cheney, and all that for being cop killers and mass murderers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Silverstein confessed on PBS TV to bombing the World Trade Center 7 with explosives on 911. And that was with the approval of Mayor Giuliani and the New York Fire Department.
Right.
So it was really disappointing that these 30,000 cops and their machine guns and flak jackets didn't go in there and overrun a little bit of Secret Service security and just arrest these people. They have the authority. They have the firepower.
Yep,
why didn't they do it?
I don't know. John, we're going to have to go. And Paul, you got any comments on that? We got about a minute.
Yeah, well, it's amazing that they do make these admissions. I mean, but the positive thing is obviously the Zogby poll, 50% now know the government was involved. People like Giuliani get up before the 9/11 Commission, give their testimony, as we featured back in May on the website, and the family members of the victims stand up and shout, you know, did you know our government trained and funded Al-Qaeda? And as with Silverstein, as I mentioned earlier, type in his name on the internet, first 30 hits are about how he made the decision to blow up WTC-7. So
mm-hmm.
These people have made the admission, 50% now know. So it's just that critical mass that is going to overturn the whole fraud, and I think it's well within our reach.
You betcha. Paul, thanks you very much for coming on. I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, okay?
Okay, thanks, Michael.
All right, take care. And that was Paul Joseph Watson, and he will join me tomorrow at the same time. We continue with Alex coming back from the break. I'm Michael Corbin. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Continue our number today, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, that's toll free, and Michael Corbin sitting in for Alex Jones, who is now with me, reporting live from New York at the Republican National Convention. Good morning, Alex, or good afternoon where you are, and how are things going?
Well, Michael, things are really heating up, and I'm here in Gotham, and we're into the second day of the Republican National Convention. Lord Schwarzenegger and others will be speaking this evening. Obviously, I'll be inside the convention getting video of that and interviewing a lot of different people. But just to, I guess, in a little bit more calm fashion, not out in the middle of the street via cell phone, here from my hotel room, perhaps I can go over and kind of chronicle some of the things that have happened since I got here Saturday night.
Yeah, I'd love to hear, I'd want to hear more about David Gergen and also Michael Moore and whatever else you've got going on out there. It sounds exciting.
Well, it's amazing. The most exciting thing that I can talk about, it's also very frightening, is the fact that the media said a few thousand protesters.
Yeah.
And literally, we would try to catch cabs to get back in front of the different demonstrations, and we'd have to go over 5, 6, 7, 8, some cases 10, 15 streets over, because the protest was so big on Sunday that it took over whole sections of the city. So now a lot of the estimations are a half a million, but guaranteed it was 300,000+. Mm. I mean, we're talking about, on the local news, they showed helicopters up above, you know, several blocks, and it would just be masses of people going back for miles. It was huge, but the most exciting thing was, literally, when I talked to the organizers, 10,000 of the people had the 9/11 cover-up signs saying that the government basically is behind September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday I talked about this Zogby poll that we're posting on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and it's on the official Zogby website. They did a poll last week in New York of 850 people. I mean, Zogby's one of the most highly respected polling agencies out there.
Right.
And as I said, 41% believe the government was behind 9/11, and of the other percentage, the largest percentage of that believes that they at least had prior knowledge. It's just a few percentage points that think the government didn't have prior knowledge. So, and that's what I've gotten, Michael, from all the thousands of interviews, mm-hmm. over 1,600 that I've done around the country on AM and FM stations as a guest on shows, liberal shows, conservative shows. I know I talk about this all the time, but it's the best news we've got. People are not buying this. It is an illusion. And I watched Rudolph Giuliani's, it was a pretty good speech last night, and the guy, it was just patent lies, propaganda, not about Kerry. I mean, most of that stuff was true. What he said about Bush's cousin and Skull and Bones mate was true.
Mm-hmm.
But the way they pose as our saviors, and they're going to keep us safe from the terrorism, and just incredible lies when you know the facts of the government involvement. And it's so disgusting to see people involved in 9/11 posing up there as our saviors. It's just totally disgusting. But there were some other developments that happened Sunday and then Monday that I didn't get to yesterday. When we got here Saturday, we got here about 8 o'clock, and we stayed up till about 2 in the morning just going around the city interviewing people. And they have signs up saying it's not illegal to videotape, but you might get in trouble. And that's in the newspaper.
Really?
And so, yes. So it's all color of law. So we go down in the subway, and I'm videotaping, and this woman starts screaming at me from behind the glass enclosure, you know, where you buy your tickets.
Right.
And she says, that's terrorism. You can't do that. Stop it. Police.
And, oh, my God.
Oh, it's just amazing. And then you'll be out on the street, and police will ask, why are you videotaping? Well, because, and I'm understand, I'm wearing a press badge.
Right.
Imagine how bad it is just for the average person. Meanwhile, they've got this Fuji blimp that I talked about,
mm-hmm.
which is the forerunner of the giant tethered blimps that are going to be 30-plus times the size of the Goodyear blimp with the ground-penetrating radar. This thing says Fujifilm sponsoring NYPD, and it's flying around surveilling. You might have 10 helicopters in the air at once hovering over people. And so here they are surveilling us. Their cameras are good, but they're setting the precedent where our cameras are bad. Well, then last night, I ran into, well, I'm sure you've heard of the fellow who had that Vox New York website.
Yeah.
That got the government so mad he made so many predictions.
Right.
Well, I run into this guy at a 9/11 truth meeting with all these prominent people, and he takes me out along with my film crew last night on his cigarette boat. And I got the tour all the way around Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And no fewer than three times we get stopped by the Coast Guard aiming M60 machine guns at us.
Good heavens.
But they were nice, and they didn't care that we were filming. They were just checking, and they were guarding the Statue of Liberty and the rest of it. So I understand that. And then we had a little bit of fun with them. They wanted to race, so we raced the Coast Guard and beat them. And this cigarette boat has got two giant engines. I mean, I was having a blast, but I was out there just to get video of the city. But then we get back, and we take the train from New Jersey, because his doc was in New Jersey, back across over into New York. And once we got to the New York side, the doors open at a stop in the subway, and there is this old lady bent over, collapsed, homeless person, had to be like 78 years old, I mean, maybe 80, mm-hmm. totally collapsed, her head on her chest, asleep. So I went over and gave her some money. John Stadtmiller happened to be there. He gave her some money. And we're sitting there videotaping going, this is what's wrong with our society. How will this happen? And these cops run over and go, you're not allowed to film that and show that, and start making me erase my tape. And another lady on the train that we weren't even with took a photo of them. They flip out, smash her camera right in front of us.
Oh, my
special woman's camera in front of us. She starts crying. They write down her ID and say, we may have to get you, you know, for something. And she's crying and begging, I'm not a terrorist, please. This is a woman with blonde hair, by the way. Imagine if she was a Muslim.
Yeah.
And so there's this woman crying and begging, and I had to stand up to him and go, look, man, this is America. We're allowed to tape. Well, you want to get arrested? Well, no, but do whatever you have to do. And so this went on and on, and then finally we got back on the train and left. But this is the atmosphere. And then I get home and see Giuliani's speech re-aired, and so I'm laying in the motel room dead at 3:30 a.m. watching him re-air it on CNN, and there's Giuliani going, we're fighting against the tyranny and the police state they have overseas. We're bringing you freedom. We're protecting freedom. Blah, blah, blah. And here I am living in a place, staying in a place where they smash women's cameras, rip the film out right in front of them, where they threaten to arrest you for giving old people, disabled people money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just absolutely amazing to see all of this happening. And then, of course, as I said back on Sunday, we were over behind the convention center, Madison Square Garden, and this black sedan pulls up, and out gets David Gergen with one of his handlers, and I walk over, the big, again, White House advisor for, what, three presidents, and he's walking in the back, and I go, well, you talk to us, sir, and I gave him a few softball questions, and then I just said, well, what about Bohemian Grove? And he said, I better not talk about that. And I said, well, back in 96, you joined the Democrats, and the Republicans were mad and said, ooh, he's Bohemian Grove, ha, ha, ha. And you said in the newspaper, well, I don't run around naked like the rest of them. And he sort of turning red. He goes, I'm not going to talk about that. And I said, well, sir, you're part of it. You're part of the rituals. And he goes, oh, what do you know about it? And I go, well, I've got video of it. And he goes, you were allowed in there under our trust. And how dare you do that? And I said, wait a minute. I snuck in there. And he goes, oh, you're the one.
You're the one.
You're the one that trespassed. And the guy's like 6'6".
Yeah.
Jumps in my face, and I mean, I'm only 5'11", starts bumping into me. This is all on video, two different angles, getting right in my face, bumping into me, starts using mild profanities at me, and then bulls off angrily and starts trying to call security on us. This for standing on a public street in New York.
Uh-huh.
And then also, yesterday, I'm down by Madison Square Garden, and they call it a national security event. Everything's cordoned off for a few, you know, 100 yards around it, 4 or 5 streets around it. Now they've
right.
even increased the security perimeter. And I'm just standing up against a wall videotaping police, and all of a sudden, there's this horrible pain in my elbow, and this huge cop is squeezing my arm, going, turn that camera off, get moving. And I just looked at him, and he had his billy club. He just wanted me to do something. He just wanted to crack my head. And again, folks, I'm a guy in a dress shirt, you know, with blonde hair and blue eyes. Can you imagine what it is like for people who are, you know, not, you know, the classic, you know, white guy American? I've really seen them just randomly harassing weak people, period. Women, children, families, and I'm not saying all the police are like this, but then last night at Madison Square Garden, the cops will use horses in designated areas. They say, well, your march is allowed to march from, you know, from, say, Union Square down to Madison Square Garden, but it's got to stop here, and we cordon you inside these barricades, as we've seen before.
Mm.
Well, then they start breaking the barricades up and getting people in other sub-boxes. Then they have horses ride in, and none of this is on the news, and start bumping the people. And then all of a sudden the cops just come in with hundreds of them on mopeds, these big mopeds, start bumping people. Well, they ran over some man. He fell into his wife, a white couple, and this big black guy just punches the cop right in the face. He goes flying off the moped. About 800 riot police in black uniforms come running out from this parking garage just waiting. It was all staged.
Yeah.
They got the people they wanted, started the fight. I mean, it's psychological warfare. I mean, you
Absolutely.
Can't run over men and women with mopeds and
No.
bump them, and they're all peacefully standing where they're supposed to go. And I've seen this over and over again on tape, on video, being there, being here, witnesses I've talked to from Portland and Seattle and the meeting down in Miami last year. They do this over and over and over again, and it's the government manipulating the police against the people, Michael.
Yeah, absolutely. It gives new meaning, too, to your video about the police state. You know, because it's a very sad testament to what this country is becoming. We are living under a police state.
Well, what was that man supposed to do when he watched people getting run over by mopeds for no reason?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not defending what he did, but I mean, he just hauled off and just Mike Tyson, the cop, went flying off the moped. It was on the news, too. And then the little anarchists will come and burn a papier-mâché dragon or a puppet, and the cops leave them alone, and then 30 minutes later start arresting hundreds of innocent people. These little anarchists, man, they work for the government, folks. We've proven that in other cities, and I'm sure of it here. We try to talk to them, and they're really communist. You know, they're wearing little communist armbands, and they'll threaten us and say, well, oh, well, Stalin killed 50 million people. Why are you doing this? And they go, shut up. You know, too bad he didn't kill you. And this is the mindset of these people. So we've got the communists basically working for the Republican Party, posing as anarchists, trying to stir stuff up here.
Yep, absolutely. Alex, tell us about Michael Moore. I don't think you got all of that yesterday when you were talking about the confrontation with Moore at the restaurant.
Well, how long do we have before the break, Michael?
We've got about 5 minutes.
Okay, great. Well, again, I want to thank you for filling in for me. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Just to describe this, as I said, the march, just what I saw, had broken off into 8, 9, 10 groups. Just the whole massive city block after block after block, jammed with hundreds of thousands of people. And so I'm in one tail of a march interviewing folks. Most of them, by the way, are informed about the New World Order. No Kerry's bad, no Bush is bad, are getting past the left-right paradigm. But I'm, as usual, arguing with communists. They're threatening me, and my cell phone rings, and one of my friends who lives in New York said, listen, I'm right up here at the head of the march at 5th and 30-something. He said, get over here. Michael Moore is right here, and he's being interviewed by people as he walks. And so by the time I got over there, just getting a few blocks took 30 minutes because of the crowds. I get over there, he's gone in this taco shop, and he's in there eating. And as I get there, he's going in, and they have everybody thrown out of the restaurant. I have video of this. So, you know, here's the man of the people, the average guy, you know, out there, boy, he's always confronting these corporate fat cats that throw people out of restaurants and have bodyguards, and Michael Moore, the little man's man.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put my camera right up to the window. They wouldn't let me in, and there he is, you know, shoveling food in his mouth, and he's got all these bodyguards, I don't know, probably 10, 12 of them, and they start coming out, shoving me and getting in my face and going, what are you doing? Letting me, don't videotape him to the wall or, you know, through the glass. He was way back in the back of the restaurant. And I said, no, I'm going to, you know, do this. So they backed off, and then I talked to Moore's manager or handler, and he said, well, we might interview you later this week. Of course, we called, he won't do it. But
yeah.
And all of a sudden, we're the first to be there. About 30 minutes later, there's now 4 or 5 TV cameras, 3 or 4 still camera folks from, you know, all the big newspapers, a bunch of paper reporters. And we're all sitting there, and they come out, and the bodyguards just start bumping into people, ramming people. And this big guy rams into me, so I just rammed right back into him, and they get shocked him. So much of this stuff's for show, he kind of crumpled back for a second and was, like, afraid. I mean, I'm not even that big of a guy, but you just rammed into me, buddy. I'm going to ram right back into you.
Right.
And Moore, and I jump in front of Moore, and I go, you know, why don't you talk about NORAD standing down? Why don't you talk about the drills on 9/11 of hijacked jets, blah, blah, blah. And then police came running up and kind of mushered him on through the barriers, and Moore went off to some waiting car because they had most of the streets and side streets totally blocked off, but there was his car in a side street. The police had let it through, and Moore drove off. So it's just very, very hypocritical. I mean, I've supported Moore under the First Amendment. I think his film is a whitewash, doesn't cover 2% of what really happened.
Yeah.
Kind of acts like it's all the Republicans instead of this larger global system that's doing this. But overall, I mean, I don't think Michael Moore is a bad guy, but he is a complete and total hypocrite, and his bodyguards did act in a thuggish fashion.
Yeah. Alex, let me ask you this. With the Zogby poll out, what do you think Bush is thinking with the numbers that they are? I mean, 40-odd-some-odd percent is nothing to be laughing at. What do you think Bush is thinking?
Well, here's the funny thing. The 9/11 Visibility Project and 9/11 Truth Movement paid $4,000 for the poll, another $3,000 to have Zogby send it out. Again, Zogby is one of the most, if not the most, respected. And they did it of 850 New Yorkers, registered voters, and they called up, again, random New Yorkers, and I've actually got the poll over here. 41% believe that the U.S. government was behind 9/11, and then of the 50-plus percent that are left, a large portion of those believe the government at least had prior knowledge. It's only 8% think the government had no culpability. So what does that say to the globalists? And again, for people that say, well, that poll isn't real, again, here we are on my own syndicated radio show. We beg people to call in and disagree. When they do, as 5-6 years ago, half the callers to my show on one station disagree with me. But it's not just my show, it's interviews I do. Thousands of them. And I know, Michael, you've had the same experience. We have turned a corner, and that's why the globalists are scared to death of us.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're winning the war. We are winning the war. And again, this is a very, very good time to be out there, because we are providing a place for people to get the truth. They know deep down inside of themselves that something is wrong, and the thing is that they are now starting to question what's going on.
Well, they are, and look, the problem is it's kind of a catch-22 for the globalists. They can either back off with their plan, but we continue to expose them, or they can accelerate it. And I know that the globalists would have already carried out more staged terror attacks, government-sponsored terror attacks, if people like myself and you and others, the listeners out there, weren't getting the word out. So we're at a crossroads, a critical juncture right now, and it's time for everybody to be more vocal, more focused,
right,
more
informed. Alex, we've got to grab the break. You want to hang over?
Sure.
Okay. We'll be right back after the break. I'm Michael Corbin with Alex Jones on The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements, where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49, or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Continue our number today, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Michael Corbin sitting in for Alex Jones, who is online with me right now, live from New York at the Republican National Convention. And I want to encourage you, get over to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, check out the offerings that Alex has there. We're talking about what's going on in New York right now. It is a virtual police state. And Alex has well documented all of these dynamics in his videos, and you can get over there and order them online, or you can call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Again, it's 1-888-253-3139. And Alex, again, I wish I was out there with you. It sounds, I know this is all very bad, but it sounds very exciting. You're covering this thing, and nowhere else can you get the truth but here.
Well, I really appreciate that, Michael, and I appreciate the network supporting me and coming out here to New York, and I want to just thank all the New Yorkers that have been so supportive. But to watch the police with horses and mopeds ramming into people, I mean, what do you expect us to do when you treat us like this?
Yeah.
And the media will focus on the most clown-like, stupid protesters instead of listening to what people are really saying. And it's a diverse crowd. By diverse, I mean diverse opinions and ideas. And as I said, thousands and thousands and thousands. One group put out 10,000 of these 9/11 cover-up signs. So people really are waking up, and I keep going back to that point. But they want confrontations. They're trying to start fights with people. Again, I've had a cop grab me and squeeze me real hard, try to be mean, and then want me to do something with a billy club in his hand. Mm-hmm. Of course, I didn't fall for that. I've had him run up and threaten to arrest us and make us erase tapes right in front of him under threat of arrest for giving an old lady money. It's disgusting, and it's this attitude that they're God, the state is God, and we're somehow bad. And this whole thing in New York, what happened in Boston, it's all being used to condition us and to sell us on this model of tyranny as if it gives us security.
Right, exactly. And that is the thing that people must really realize, that this is the game. It's a psychological warfare game is what it is.
Well, it is, Michael, and I really want to thank you for filling in again, and I know you've got a ton of callers, so I guess you're going to be taking calls in the next hour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Again, I will continue with reports. I will have more details for you tomorrow of what goes on with Schwarzenegger tonight inside the convention, and they're saying tonight is where you're really going to have the big protest, and this is where we're hearing that the anarchists are going to try to basically provocateur things. They're all over the city trying to stir stuff up and basically working with the police, some of them consciously, I believe some of them unconsciously. But tonight there at Madison Square Garden is a convergence of a bunch of different marches and demonstrations. So tomorrow, and of course on the websites we'll also be reporting, we'll be here filling all the listeners in with an eyewitness account of actually what's going on, not with what the media is telling us is going on. I mean, there's so many distortions, Michael, that we've gotten from the New York Times, from the Washington Post, from Fox News, who's the worst, neocon. But we'll be here deciphering that and chronicling all their different activities.
Excellent. Now, keep the cameras rolling. Stay safe, okay?
Well, I'll certainly try, and of course, that's up to God, and I want to thank the listeners for all their prayers. But it's actually a lot of fun to fight tyranny, and Michael, I'm going to let you go, and thank you so much.
All right, Alex, thank you very much, and we'll see you tomorrow, okay?
You bet.
All right, take care. And coming up straight ahead, after the break, we're going to take your calls, and apologize, you've been on hold so long, but we're going to get to you coming back from the break. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and keep Alex in your prayers, because New York is alive and brimming with all of this stuff that's going on out there. Anyway, again, coming back from the break, I'm going to also talk about this totalization treaty, the Heritage Foundation's executive summary. It's pathetic, and they call themselves conservative. Not a chance. Anyway, again, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'm Michael Corbin, filling in for Alex Jones. We'll be right back after the break. The bird.